ready for a regional championship game between the Western Panthers and the Vikings of Hazlitt. I'm going to have a hard time calling them the Vikings. I'm so used to applying that name to Jackson High. Brian, glad to have you back here for a championship tilt. We got the fans still filing in, but it looks like it's going to have a we'll have a pretty full section here on both sides of the floor. Ready to go for a good game.
Yeah, I'm happy to be here, Steve. Back in the Hawk's Nest.
The Hawk's Nest. As it were, the Red Hawks, though, Marshall, lost to this Hazlitt team on Tuesday night. Hazlitt coming into the game at 19-5 overall, but looking back in their season, and you see they lost to Williamston twice along the way, and then they met them in the district championship game, and they got the win, able to, I don't know what to call it, squeak by, but 36-33 is a low-scoring affair for this team that I've seen put up as many as 91 in some of their games.
Yeah, they must have. Well, after two losses, maybe they decided to make a little adjustment, slow things down, grind it, Aaron, but hey, they're here.
Well, I have a friend, Keith Richards, who always says it's real tough to beat the same team three times.
Well, Keith is not lying.
He knows his stuff. So let's get things started here on the pregame. Thanks again to our friends at Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center, serving the Jackson community since 1988. The right repair is no accident. And check out the new Trip Ceramic Pro on the pregame here for Jimmy's Towing. You can have Jimmy's tow you over to Trips. It's a good combination here today on the pregame. But I want to start with Western, a team we've been kind of following along now. We've seen them a handful of times in the postseason. I think you can come out expecting the full court pressure. And I think what we saw that was more than we've seen them do the whole way is looking for penetration. Now, Nate Burke handles the basketball a lot for Western. And he tries to penetrate, and when he gets in there, he wants to dish it off. But we saw Griffith penetrate and score. We saw Landon French get in there a few times. We even saw some of the smaller players like Watterson and Cottingham really trying to get in the lane too. And I think that really showed that they're not just an outside shooting team, but they're not just an inside team. In and out, Western is dangerous all over the floor.
They sure are, and you know how many times too in this last week and a half have we mentioned how hard they play.
Right.
Man, I tell you, I've watched a lot of high school basketball in my life, and I got to hand it to Western. This team plays as hard as any team I've seen in the Jackson area.
I'd say the last time I saw a team like play this hard was probably that like 97-98 Michigan Center team under Jim Anderson that just, they ran a lot of full court pressure, and so do these guys.
They had one special player, Steve something rather.
It's a kid I never heard of. You know? But no, Western, you know, we talked to Coach Molnick's after the game on Tuesday, and I asked him, Is this full court pressure just, it's your identity, or is it something you're doing because of matchups? And he said, you know, this is who we are, it's who we've been all year, and we're going to keep doing it. So expect them to come out full court trapping. And the great thing about their pressure is there are different ways that they utilize it. They go full court and they press you man-to-man, or they'll get into like a three-quarters court zone trapping pressure. So you never know where it's going to come from, but you know it's going to be there. And we haven't seen anybody really handle it in the postseason so far.
Yeah, not yet. And the other thing about that is their depth. You know, they play so hard, they are forced to play 10 guys. And so far in this last week and a half, everyone that's come in has contributed. It's been a great team effort.
Yeah, and as we noted on Tuesday, we didn't see a lot of Elijah Ebong in the district tournament, but then he was coming in and playing huge minutes in that regional game. So you never know where the help's going to come from, except there's one thing you can pretty much count on, and that's a full effort from Nate Burke for the entire game.
That and my love for Tyler Oxley.
The two undeniable truths of this Western team. But they're coming off when they beat Ionia 58-41, and I'd say through most of the first quarter, it was a pretty even, back-and-forth kind of game, and Ionia was, you could feel that they were trying to keep up. And at some point, Western got two, three, four steals or turnovers in a row. They were putting it in on the other end, and they pushed that lead out to double digits, and they never really looked back for the rest of the game.
That's true. You know, tonight, I'll be interested. We talk about their pressure. From our extensive research, we know Hazlitt has five guys, very capable shooters, love to stroke the three. You know, the game the other night with Ionia, they had a lot of clean looks from three. They just weren't falling. you know, tonight with five shooters around the perimeter, we'll see if Western does have to make maybe some adjustment, and maybe they will have to kind of quit trapping if they're giving up open looks. We'll see.
Yeah, because, yeah, we definitely noted that about Ionia. It just felt like they were a better shooting team than what we saw. Was it because they were forced and felt rushed? And maybe that's the way that Western addresses those good shooters, is to keep them out of rhythm and feeling rushed. And maybe that ends up being the way they do it. I think we'll get a sense of that pretty early in this one. So Nate Burke, 10 points on Tuesday night. Obviously the leader, as we described him, the MVP, whereas Caleb Griffith we were describing as the player of the game. He got 12 points. Really, during a pivotal part of the game, he was just a great offensive weapon for the Panthers. So we'll look for him to be in the starting lineup tonight. Let's go ahead and take a three-minute break here on the pregame. Before we do, I got an update from the Airtech Machining and Manufacturing out-of-town scoreboard from over in Leslie. Hanover Horton and Dansville matching up tonight, and at the half in that one is 35-25 Hanover Horton. Ooh, out to a 10-point lead.
The flu-ridden Hanover Horton Comets.
Exactly. We'll talk about that a little bit when we come back. Three-minute break, and we'll be back with more pregame coverage for Jimmy's Towing on WKHM and WKHM.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes on the pregame here for Jimmy's Towing on WKHM. Western Panthers and Hazlitt Vikings out on the floor warming up. And we'll get you to the tip-off soon here on the pregame. With the Western Panthers 18-5, Interstate 8 champions this year. And we'll talk about this Hazlitt Viking team a little bit. 19-5 on the year. We mentioned losing twice to Williamston during the season left them second place in the conference, but they avenged that loss in the district championship, stayed alive here, beat Marshall on Tuesday 72-55, and that's a Marshall team that has beaten Western earlier in the year. So when you start looking at, you know, these two teams haven't played, but you got a common opponent there in Marshall, and you say, well, they handled Marshall pretty well. They match up well. They don't have any huge guys, but they have a lot of like 6'3", 6'4", 6'5", kind of guys for Hazlitt. So they got a little length. They got some athleticism, and as you mentioned, they've got some shooters. We got some notes from the bench. Ty Andrade leads the way in scoring, but you said they got about five guys who will hang around double digits on a regular basis.
Yeah, one of the coaches from Hazlitt told me they have five guys right around double digits, and any given day it's going to be anybody as the leading scorers, but Ty Andrade has done it a little more often than the others, I guess.
And so, without having seen Hazlitt except in warm-ups Tuesday and today, we're looking forward to getting a glimpse at this Vikings team and see what they're able to do against the Western press. I think what Western does by having that pressure defense is that their identity is the defensive end. So they're unselfish on the offensive end. I would certainly describe them that way. I mean, Trey Cottingham, who we saw him come out in, well, I saw him come out in the round one of the district tournament, and he had 20 points in the first half. And then in that game on Tuesday, he didn't score until the fourth quarter. So they've got a lot of options on Western. They're a very deep squad, and we're looking forward to seeing that depth in action tonight against Hazlitt. We mentioned the Airtech Machining and Manufacturing out-of-town scoreboard. Machining solutions for the aerospace industry. 35-25 Hanover Horton leading Dansville at the half. And we were in the, before we went on the broadcast, we were talking about Hanover Horton and you know, they had a close one with Lumen Christie, a big run late in the game by really Donovan Kennedy, a big reason for them to pull away. He had like, GLC said he went for about 8 straight points in about 20 seconds and kind of edged them out, and they stayed in front at that point. But you said, really, they had about 4 or 5 guys who were under the weather, I guess a better way to say it, with the flu.
Yeah. Talking to Coach Mortimer, he said right now they're kind of in just survival mode. He said at least, I think there was 3 of them that weren't even able to go to school yesterday.
Yeah.
So I think they're just hoping somehow to hang on today and survive for for what will we be quarterfinals?
Yeah, quarterfinals. So if they can get through tonight and get a win, and right now they're up by 10, they get Friday to rest, and then they have the weekend, and then Monday still they don't play till Tuesday, and that'll be at Tecumseh High School, and wait to see the results of that. And of course, I think we'll be sending the squad out there to broadcast as long as they keep going. And we're hoping that the Panthers can keep going, too. So not a ton on the Airtech Machining Manufacturing out-of-town scoreboard, because every night we come out to broadcast, there are fewer teams playing. A little preview for you, though. We'll talk about a broadcast we've got going on tomorrow night here on WKHM. Let's take another three-minute break here on the pregame for Jimmy's Towing, and we'll come back, set up for the tip of this one, and, again, preview that other game on WKHM. Online around the world at WKHM.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes on the pregame for Jimmy's Towing, Western Panthers and Hazlett Vikings. Just minutes away from getting this one started up on the pregame, and I was teasing a little bit about a broadcast we got coming up tomorrow night. A little short notice, but Michigan Center, Grass Lake, girls, both made it through the district into the final, and they're going to play each other. Two teams that are ranked within the top 10 in Division III in the entire state. And for a long time, Michigan Center was number one, but lost the game to Grass Lake. They split this year, right?
They did. I think Center got Grass Lake by about 27 the first time, and then Grass Lake got them by three. So, hey, the third one's the big one.
So the one, that, yeah, this one,
this
is,
one
to,
is the bragging rights.
Yeah. The rubber match, as they say.
Yep.
But and you're unavailable for the broadcast, you said, because as a Tegan Haynes, your daughter plays on the Michigan Center team.
I do have a little family between Tegan playing. My wife Lisa is one of the coaches, so I kind of probably better stay off the headset for that one.
Right, you tend to get a little fiery.
Yes, a little bit. So, but hey, it'll be a good one. If you're sitting around Jackson tomorrow night and you have nothing to do, I'm telling you, if you haven't seen many girls' basketball games, that is going to be a crazy atmosphere, and it'll be some good basketball.
Yeah, if you don't have something to do, make it. Even if you do have something to do, make time for this one. It's at Napoleon High School. It's going to be packed. So this is one of those times where it's great that it's on the radio. There will be standing room only, so maybe you don't want to go and rub shoulders and maybe not have a good place to sit and just sit in the comfort of your own home, tune in the radio, or maybe take a long drive. Who knows? But get us at 7 o'clock for the tip, Grass Lake Michigan Center ladies. Again, this is a game that ideally would happen somewhere in maybe the state semifinals, but instead they're in the same district and they got to see each other now. But this is two of the best girls, Division III girls teams in the entire state of Michigan. So we're expecting a good one. 7 o'clock tip here on WKHM with me and the mayor, Jason Smith, and, of course, online at WKHM.com, which is where this game is streaming, or at least should be. Mike Reed in studio tonight, WKHM.com. So if you happen to, if you got some family who'd like to listen in, some Western Panthers fans spread out around the world, get them online at WKHM.com. Let's take another 3 minutes here on the pregame, and we'll come get ready for tip-off. The pregame brought to you by Jimmy's Towing. Our entire postseason basketball brought to you by Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center and Trips Ceramic Pearl. 3 minutes and we're back on WKHM.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, fantastic rendition of the national anthem here in the building, and we're just moments away from tip-off. They're announcing the starting lineups on the floor. Let's announce them up here in the Hawks Nest. Brian, who do we got starting tonight?
All right. Well, for the Hazlett Vikings, something pretty unusual. We have five seniors starting tonight, which include Ty Andradis, Jaden Thielen, Mitchell Moed, Blake Lampman, and Sam Lisinski. And then for the Western Panthers, I'm assuming it's going to be the same as we have, which includes guard senior Nathan Burke, senior Daniel Dustin, Landon French, sophomore, Trey Cottingham, a sophomore, and Caleb Griffith, the junior.
Yeah, and that we got the starting lineup announced, but I've seen Coach Molnick's kind of tinker with his starting lineup a little bit at times. At different points in the season, Tyler Axley, Daniel Dustin, and Tyler Wiseman have all been in the starting lineup. So he'll move that big man position around. Elijah Ebong has started before. Right now, he's been sticking with this lineup here in the postseason pretty steadily. And I don't know. I think one of the things that would be nice to see for Western is if they could get the they can get Trey Cottingham going a little bit early offensively, add that additional wrinkle and option to him on the offensive end. And I wonder how much Hazlitt's been able to scout Western, or if they've seen, you know, they saw the game on Tuesday and who knows what else, because if you watched him on Tuesday, you might think this Cottingham kid, they're not really using him.
Yeah, Cottingham might be a little sneaky play tonight, yeah, if you're drafting in your fantasy league. Do they have high school fantasy leagues? I don't know.
They must be out
there.
We're
starting one.
We should start one. I don't want to have to administrate it, though. You know what I mean? Like, I don't. It's tough enough to get the scores we do get for the AirTech Machining and Manufacturing out-of-town scoreboard. But we do have another update from Leslie tonight. Hanover Horton 42-38 midway through the third quarter. So Dansville creeping back in. You might have a good one down the stretch. 95-9 the Power Cow game tonight.
Yeah, you know, you talk about those Hanover kids having the flu. You do wonder about that in the second half.
Certainly that's when it would be the most of an issue, when you just don't have the same stamina, the legs don't feel right. Anybody who's ever played with the flu kind of understands that.
Well, I'll tell you who does have some energy. Up here at the Hawk's Nest, we have the Hazlitt Viking student section, and they look pretty organized. I like them.
Yeah, they're definitely into it here early as we get the tip. Tapped back, and a chase down, and Hazlitt secures it. That's Mitchell Moed. Gets it into the hands of Blake Lampman, who brings it down, dribbles into the free throw line area, and passes back out where Moed will reset. Deep left wing, and they're looking to trap that kind of a, it's kind of a 2-3 zone that they run. Western, open look for three, and short off front rim, rebounded by French. Missed shot by Lampman on that one. Up the floor, left side to Burt. Stops at the elbow, now drives into the lane. Passes out to Cottingham, will dribble around. Swings it over to Landon French at the left wing. Into the paint, all the way to the bucket, up in the air. Partially blocked. Rebounded by Hazlitt, and it's Andrade goes to the floor, lost his footing. Wanted a foul, but I didn't see any contact. It's just a turnover. Western will keep it. And that's going to be inbound here from Nate Burke from the baseline. Gets into Cottingham, right wing, and he'll dribble around deeper out there by that Marshall Redhawks logo. Now he looks to penetrate into the lane. Floats it. Too strong. Rebound. Dustin fights. Gets the board, and that's going to be a whistle against Hazlitt.
Well, that's something we've seen plenty of, is Daniel Dustin offensive rebounds.
Yeah, he's been kind of the he's the big man inside, and they need offensive boards. Keeps these possessions, shortens the game a little bit for Western, and, you know, you tend to expend a little extra energy on defense, I think, for a lot of most teams. I think coaches ask you for that, you know. If you're going to take a playoff, do it on the offensive end. So if you're making them work on the defensive end, I just think you wear teams out a little more quickly. Scoreless here in the early going. First half brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. There's an open three-point look for Trey Cottingham. Comes off the heel, long rebound pulled in by Hazlitt, and that is Mitchell Moed. Brings up the floor. There's a three-point fire by Andrade's. No good, but standing all alone on the low block to the offensive rebound, Jaden Thalen. But on the clear out, we'll get a turnover, and Western will get it back.
And how many times do you see this in these big games? You look at the clock, it gets down to under 6 minutes, and it's 0-0 or 2-0.
Right.
Just takes a minute to get the flow.
You got to get those nerves out of the stomach and the legs and start to realize it's just another basketball game, and you got to do the things you do well. Cottingham dribbling around the arc over to Burke, right wing. Faces up, pump fakes a couple times, jab step. Puts it on the deck, now working to drive into the elbow, passes out for French. He'll pump fake for three, spin move in the lane, drug his foot, traveling violation. Trading turnovers, now still scoreless, 6:08 to go first quarter. And our broadcast, full court pressure here by the Panthers, and looks kind of like a man-to-man press, and a deep pass intercepted by Dustin. And he gets tripped. Another foul against Haslett. That's number two here in the early going. And so far, really, that's kind of the first time Western's been able to get their press set up, but Haslett didn't have the right plan.
Yeah, looking to go deep.
Burke, a little pressure, gets into the lane, floats one. Missed, tapped, rebounded by Haslett. That's Sam Lisinski comes down with it up the floor. And Moa dribbling up the middle, into the lane, up and under, off the glass, no good. Rebounded Dustin. Still scoreless, 5:39 to go first quarter. Cottingham into a double team. Knocked away, loose ball. Tapped deep down the floor, and Haslett's going to chase it down. Trapped in the corner, but gets it out. That's Andrade is driving in. And on the pass, knocked away by Caleb Griffith and recovered by Landon French. Trade and turnover still. Burke left side. Dribbles to the middle. Into the corner for French. He'll pull for three from there. That's off the heel. Rebounded Dustin, and he can't quite reel it in. He wanted to call it off Haslett. I think he lost it, but another a missed opportunity at a second chance, but still right there for the offensive rebound.
Yeah, boy, 3 minutes into the game and still no score, and you can definitely visibly see nerves.
Yeah.
Some of these shots that we've seen these guys just knocking down, not coming close early.
Yeah, you almost feel like the first team to get comfortable on their shots is going to be the one that's going to jump out to a lead here. But both teams feel like they're second-guessing when they take a shot in the corner. Andrade, he fired that one with no conscience, and he got that to go. 3-0 now Haslett in the early going. Right out of the corner, Andrade is in rhythm, nothing but net.
Smooth stroke.
French now for Western, gets to Griffith right wing. He hands off to Sawyer Watterson, who's in the game now. It's Trey Cottingham. Outside gets the screen from Griffith. Steps up to the three-point line, has to pass it out. Good closeout by Haslett. Watterson with the basketball. Burke on the bench and early. He's ready to check back in. Maybe just had to check something with the coach. Drive from Dustin off the glass. Forced it up. Didn't get it to go. Battle for the rebound. Ultimately pulled down by Sam Lisinski. And Haslett up the floor pretty quickly into the corner. Andrade's going to fire again for three. And he hit it. Not as cleanly through this time, but a 6-0 lead for Haslett. We get a 30-second timeout from the Western bench. We'll take a 30-second break as well. 6-0 Haslett with 4:03 to go first quarter on WKHM.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, first quarter. 4:03 to go, and Western still scoreless. Now halfway into this first set. 6-0 they trail out of the timeout. We'll see what they drew up. Sawyer Watterson's got the basketball. Directing traffic a little bit. Burke left wing. Goes to work, dribbles across the top. Now bounces to Caleb Griffith. He'll look to attack, gets into the air. Partially blocked. That should be Western basketball. That's the call we got from the official.
Steve, you called it earlier. You said that the first team that might make a shot might get comfortable and get that lead, and that comfort is definitely coming from Ty Andretis with all 6 points right now.
Yeah, he feels like on that, because on that the first shot he was wide open and he hit it. The second shot a little contested, but he didn't hesitate and got that to go too. Burke on the drive, goes up, reverse layup, missed it, rebound tapped out and recovered by Haslett. They got some numbers here looking to run it. Stops and pulls for three instead. That one's missed. Wiseman taps the rebound, but it goes out long. Chases it down. Tyler Wiseman on the rebound, down the floor for the dunk, and he missed it. Rebounded by Burke. Western's going to have another shot at it. Wiseman with that hammered tomahawk dunk, couldn't get it to go, but Nate Burke on the drive will get fouled.
Yeah, that's one when you're Coach Malnick, you might be saying, oh, Tyler, we just need the deuce. We don't need the style points on that one. Let's get crack the board.
6-0, Burke can end the drought here for the Panthers at the free throw line. He'll be shooting two. And the first one's good. Western is on the board, 6-1. And with student section clapping for the free throw, and Burke's not that... He's not the kind of guy, but that's one where the player would maybe want to look over and clap back at him.
Well, if somebody's going to settle down the Panthers, you would maybe think it would be Nate Burke, and that's exactly what he did.
And I my guess is that he's so focused on the game that he didn't even hear the clapping. He just goes down and creates a turnover on the other end. Defensive pressure from Burke causes the Hazlitt player to travel, and the Panthers get it back, trailing 6-2, but a stop. And Hazlitt's setting up kind of a three-quarter court trap. Burke's going to dribble his way through it, looks to pull it up, deflected, but Burke chases it back down, gets it up to Casto into the game now for Western. Casto drives into the corner for French. French into the paint, pull-up jumper off the heel, rebound battle, and Wisman tapped it out to French, and in the ensuing battle for the loose ball, Hazlitt commits a foul. So at this point, trailing 6-2, but there's 2:50 to go first quarter. You've got 14 fouls now against the Vikings. Western, except for the point deficit, not looking too bad. Right now, they just need to get some of these shots to start falling.
Yeah, when you're Western and it feels like you're off to a slow start, which you are, but then you look and it's only, you know, 6-2, so you're down four, so.
Burke gets the inbound, left wing. Screen from Wisman, who rolls. And now we're going to call away from the ball. And that's going to go against Tyler Oxley. Well, he's not gonna, he won't be kept out of the score sheet. He's got that foul that'll show up.
Yeah, and in Tyler's defense, you're a big fella. You set a screen, somebody's going to move a little bit.
Sometimes, yeah. That's that Shaquille O'Neal. What would you call it? Physics. Trapping here by the Panthers. Hazlitt gets into the front court. And a drive all the way to the bucket. Partially blocked, but still goes down. Mitchell Mowat on the drive for Hazlitt. Scores that one. It's 8-2 Vikings. Into the corner. Oxley for three. No. Rebound tapped to Wisman. Oxley coming back to penetrate. Hazlitt's going to come out with it, but pressured, and he goes out of bounds. But they're going to call Oxley for pushing him out.
Got him with the body, and again, I think that's just unfortunate for Oxley, how big and strong he is. Guy bounced off him and went out of bounds.
We got a Western Panther shout-out from the Spring Arbor men's basketball team from the national tournament in Sioux Falls, South Dakota tonight. Brandon Baum.
Did we get a score from Spring Arbor?
We'll take one if he'll send it, yeah. If he's listening. There's a foul at the top. Western will get called on the reach-in, so now their foul advantage is trickling away. 8-2 right now, 2:10 to go first quarter. Our first half brought to you by Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning.
And I've seen this several times in big games, like we mentioned, slow starts, and, you know, we'll look up, the quarter will be over, and we'll be at a tie game.
Oh, yeah, it doesn't take long to kill a six-point deficit with a couple threes. And there's a near tap away by Burke, recovered by Hazlitt. Trying to get it back to Mowat, swings it around, and now looking down to the baseline. That is Jack Eisenath into the game. Out to Mowat for three, and he hits from the top. Mitchell Mowat started to get going on the offense. And now a quick inbound by Western. And on the steal attempt, we're going to get a foul against Hazlitt. Three guys going up for it. Burke, Griffith, Casto, Wisman, and Taluki on the floor right now for Western. As Casto go to the bench, Trey Cottingham re-enters. 11-2 right now.
Hazlitt making it tough so far on Burke to penetrate. They're really closing the gaps and having to give it up.
Burke dribbles right side to Taluki. To the top for Cottingham. Left side now for Burke. Swings it to Taluki, over to Cottingham on the right. It's a little too hot. A little too spicy for the pepper over there. Off the hands and out of bounds. So minute 17 to go. 11-2, our first quarter score.
Good hands by the young lady, though, in the Western student section.
She made the catch. Airtech Machining and Manufacturing, out-of-town scoreboard update. Hanover Horton, 51-40 now in front by 11. Nice drive and dish, and finish by Hazlitt. That one, Jaden Thalen scores at 13-2. It's an 11-point Hazlitt lead. Burke trying to drive, trapped on the baseline. Knocked away. Hazlitt with the turnover. Burke steals it back. Takes it in. Into the air. Got the bump and gets the finger roll to go. So a chance at a three-point play for Burke. Did he just high-five the official?
I think he wanted to. What a steal by Burt. That's kind of spark hustle play that Western needs this early. Trailing by 9 now.
.13-4 The score, Burke. Great job to use his body to force the contact and still be able to finish that layup. Make it a three-point play here. No. Miss, rebound loose. Dustin had it for a moment. Burke tries to grab it. Looked to me like it went off his foot. But we're going to make it Western ball.
I think it looked like to you and 2,500 people from Hazlitt that also thought the same thing.
But I'll tell you, the official had a better vantage point than we do from up here in the Hawk's Nest. Cottingham into Burke in the left corner. Burke dribbles out a little bit to the wing. Pump fakes a three, now passes over to Cottingham. Cottingham puts it on the deck, dribbles right side. Outside the arc, behind the back dribble into the paint. Now flips it over to Dustin, who's doubled. Has it knocked away, recovers it. Cutting, Burt gets deep into the air. Off the glass, couldn't score it, but he's got another foul and another trip to the line. That'll be the 17th foul now against Hazlitt. So Western shoot free throws the rest of the way here in the first half.
So if you're Western, you're looking for a silver lining. Playing in the bonus for the last 9 minutes of the half, that'll be advantageous.
31.1 seconds to go here, first quarter. 13-4 our score. Western trails by 9. Burt can cut it to 7 after a couple free throws. That first one's good. Andrade's back onto the floor for Hazlitt. Andrade's Jack Eisenapp. Got Jaden Thalen, Mitchell Moed, and Jack Dillon in the game right now for the Vikings. Off the heel on the free throw. Offensive rebound, Caleb Griffith. Quickly out to Burke, who has it knocked away, and that'll go out of bounds. It should be Western ball, and that is the signal.
Here with 26 seconds left of the quarter, Nathan Burke with all 5 Western Panther points.
Dribbling over midcourt after the inbound. Burke getting a screen from Dustin, who slips it, but good job covering that pick and roll by Hazlitt. They double Burke. That left Taluki open for a moment. And Burke saw it, so he might look for that next time. They'll run screen and roll again, maybe. 8 seconds to go first quarter. 13-5. Burke stops, pull for three. No. Off the heel, long rebound pulled in by Hazlitt. And with 1 second, we get a fling for three-quarter court. Missed it by about 2 feet. And the buzzer sounds on the first quarter. 13-5 after one. Let's take a 1 minute break. We're back with the second quarter on WKHM and WKHM.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes in the first half for Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. 13-5 Hazlitt leads. 8 minutes on the clock for the second quarter, and we're underway. Nate Burke takes the inbound for Western, goes left wing for Cottingham. Now at the top of the key for Dustin, dribbling right side, looking for a back cut to Burke. Instead, Burke comes out to get it, trying to find Griffith out in the post. Now he sets a screen. Dustin at the top of the key, looks to drive from there. Gets into the lane, passes out for Griffith, who pump fakes, drives, reverse layup, no good. Got a good look at it, but missed it. 13-5. Andrade fires again. Missed that one short. Maybe a little too quick on the trigger there. Rebounded by Western. Burke bringing up the floor. Crossover. Nice move into the lane. Tries to flip it over to Dustin, but a little too much flip. And Hazlitt in the passing lane gets the steal, and now Western commits a foul.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I'm impressed with Hazlitt's defense so far. They're playing kind of that Virginia pack line defense where they're just not allowing penetration, and as we've seen Western for the last week and a half, that's kind of what their bread and butter is. So, you know, Western's going to maybe have to make a couple more outside shots tonight.
Western able to get that pressure set up, which they haven't really been able to do. You don't get to set it up if you're not making shots, and they haven't been making shots. They call the backcourt violation. I guess I don't know that he was established in the front court before he went back court, Brian, but the official saw it and called it. Western gets the basketball back with 7:10 to go in the first half. 13-5 deficit. Sawyer Watterson on the floor. Swings it over to Cottingham. Pump fakes a triple. And we'll get a hand check call against Andrade's.
I thought for sure that was going to be one of those pump fake drive travel calls that we've been used to seeing.
Because Cottingham gave a great pump fake, got him up in the air and was going around. And he now goes to the line for 1-1 with 18 fouls against Haslett. 7:02 to go first quarter, 13-5. Cottingham sticks the free throw.
I'm sure Trey's dad, Ryan, is probably listening tonight. In South Dakota, correct?
That was the reference I got.
They have their national tournament there. So, hey, Ryan, your boy just made two free throws.
13-7, cut the lead to 6 and create a turnover on the pressure. And that's the pressure has been effective against Haslett when they've been able to get it set up. But like we said, if you're not making shots or scores, it's hard to get it set up off of a rebound, a miss, or a steal. So the key maybe right now for Western is to make shots, which seems obvious and dumb. But, yeah, you want to score points. But it helps them along with everything else they do.
Yeah, you're correct.
Screen from Dustin, and Burt dribbles around it. There's a Cottingham open. He'll pull the three from NBA range. Left it short. Rebounded by Haslett, and Haslett doing a good job. There's a little pressure on the dribbler, and he dribbles it out of bounds. Just as I was about to give him credit for doing a great job on the defensive glass, because Western hit some early offensive rebounds.
And again, it's just that constant nagging that Western's pressure D is always around you.
Nothing's ever easy or comfortable when you've got the basketball. Drops it into Griffith, who was open there for a moment. Dribbles in, back to the basket, drops it into Dustin, but hands in the passing lane, and Haslett with another steal. They do a great job in those close passing situations, getting into the passing lanes. Good job against the full court pressure here. Into the corner, trapped, and we'll get a timeout from Haslett just before he stepped out of bounds. Great job to get him trapped in the corner. So with 6:20 to go, we'll get a 30-second timeout. 13-7 Western Trails on WKHM and WKHM.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Haslett ball out of the timeout. Inbound coming from the corner, that is Jaden Thalen. And he gets that into Mitchell Moed. Looking to trap him out there. Right side now for Blake Lampman. Going to the high post for Jack Eisenath. Out to Andrade, he'll fire for three, short, missed everything. Gets his own rebound, puts it up off the glass, too strong, but he'll get bumped from behind and go to the line. Missed the shot, but two free throws coming for Ty Andrade's. Senior guard here for Haslett. And I'm realizing, Brian, how much time I've been spending talking about what Western's doing offensively. Even though they're trailing, they've had the basketball so much more than Haslett has throughout the game.
Yeah. Haslett's definitely, the minute they see an open look, they're pulling, and that kind of goes in what we got the scouting report. 5 good shooters, nobody being shy.
Tyler Oxley back out of the floor with 2 fouls, and they got Tyler Wissman on. With him, Twin Towers, Twin Tylers down low for the Panthers. Andrade splits the pair 14-7. Scoring at a premium here in this one. 5:56 to go in the first half. And on the pass, it's going to go off a Haslett player and out of bounds. State Western basketball.
You know, there's a basketball adage about pressing teams not liking to be pressed. And we're seeing that a little bit here. Finally, Western's getting pressed, and they're struggling a little bit at the moment.
Yeah. Into Brett Casto. Right wing. Gets a cutting. Nate Burke. Double clutch. His finger roll doesn't go, and he puts it back. Wanted a foul. Won't get it, but they will call it out on Haslett. So Western will keep possession. Continued postseason coverage brought to you by Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center as Landon French dribbles in. Inbound to Tyler Oxley. He's got it at the top looking for a back cut from Burt. Hands off to Casto instead, who drives. Gets in deep in between three players, called for travel. And that's going to send it Haslett's way.
Boy, if you're a Western player and you get into that lane, you better be ready to do something with it because there's going to be bodies around you. They are packing it in.
Yeah, they really are. And here comes Western again, a chance on the turnover to set up that full court pressure, or three-quarter court, really. And it gets over half court. They look to trap into the corner. Mowat will drive from there all the way to the bucket, finger roll, and score it. Good job against the press that time. And Haslett's able to set up their pressure into the corner where you don't want it. And we get a timeout from the Western bench as Cottingham trapped in the corner. 5:16 to go. Let's take a one-minute break here with a full timeout. 16-7. Haslett leads on WKHM.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Western basketball with 5:16 to go first half. Panthers trail 16-7. Inbound to Burke against the pressure. Floats it down court to Tyler Wisman and then comes back to get it. Deep left wing now dribbles across the top right near the mid-circle. It's a double screen. Goes to the right side. Down to Griffith. Great look by Burke. Missed the layup, though. And they can't afford that. That was the best look they've had all day. And just missed it. Has it on the run out. Gets to Andrade. Is Mowat open for three? Long. Missed everything. Rebounded by Wisman. Gets it to Cottingham. Comes up the middle of the floor. Left side for Burke. Back to Cottingham. Drives to the middle of the floor. Pull up in the lane. Short, but rolls over the front rim. There's some couple good shots back-to-back for the Panthers, 16-9, with 4.5 to go first half. Working around the perimeter now for Haslett. Lampman over to Mowat. Now to the top for Dillon. Jack Dillon back to Mowat on the left wing. High post and back out to Mowat. He'll drive, kicks into the corner, open look for three. No. Dillon missed the shot, rebounded by French. Stuck in the backcourt, gets it to Cottingham. Trey dribbling in the middle of the floor, stops and pulls for three. No. See, a little heat check there after one make, but he felt hot.
And why not?
Steal for Western on the run out. Burke coming up, stops at the top, dribbles out of traffic, and will direct traffic a little bit here for his own squad. Drives, finger rolls, gets the whistle, though, and we'll get two shots for Burke. So 3:46 to go. First half, 16-9. Western still trails. And that's the first time I've really seen Burke, as he gets up, kind of favoring that knee that we know he had some pain in.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, the way Burke attacks the basket and all the abuse he takes, because he gets knocked around down there, because he goes in there hard, that can't be feeling good to his knee.
3:46 left in the first half. That's 19 fouls now for Western, so Burke and the Panthers have two every trip to the line the rest of the way here in the first half. And they'll keep that deficit at six. You know, it feels like Western has been way down. But actually going with as the way they played, to be only down six at this point is not bad.
Yeah, if you're a Western Panther fan and you're listening to us,
yeah,
you will be happy with the score right now, the way things have gone.
And second free throw rattles down for Burke, and it's only a five-point game. Kyle Doss on the floor for Western. And Sawyer Watterson's going to give Burke a breather. Watterson, Doss, Talupke, French, and Wisman on the floor right now for the Panthers. Full court pressure. Dillon dribbling up, passes back almost behind Mowat, but backside to Dillon. Cross court into the corner. There's an open look for three, and he hit it. Blake Lampman with the three-pointer. Just when you think Western's creeping back, another big shot by Haslett, 19-11. Doss to the top for French. French drives, nice move through the traffic and a lefty layup for Landon French. And you're starting to see Western find a little offensive rhythm, pressuring on the defense, and Sawyer Watterson's getting called for a hand check there, it looks like. And that is who it's on. 19-13. And that's just the fifth team foul right now for the Panthers. Excuse me, sixth for the Panthers. It's Daniel Dustin off the bench to replace Wisman.
It was a nice little hesitation move by French to get to the bucket on that one.
And they were giving him quite a bit of room out there. I thought he might have been better off pulling for the deep triple. Instead, he proved me wrong by slicing through the defense and getting a wide-open lefty layup. Inbound from the corner for Hazlitt on the baseline. Gets it into Mowat and nearly stolen by Watterson. He really plays tight man-to-man defense. Taluki with a near knock away from behind. There's a look for Lampman again, and that's off the heel. Rebounded by Hazlitt, though, and Dust gets a hand in on the ball and steal by Dustin. Western continues to pressure. Anytime you get the basketball, don't bring it down below your waist because one of those little guys will come knock it away. Panthers with the basketball. Doss on the perimeter. He's got some hands in his face. Drives in the corner. Watterson's open for three off the... Did it get to the heel? Looks like it caught the lower part of the backboard, and we've got a Hazlitt player down, and he is not comfortable. Writhing in pain.
Is that Jack Dillon?
Looks like it. 2:38 to go on our first half clock, 19-13. Again, we've got a final from Hanover Horton, AirTech Machining and Manufacturing, out-of-town scoreboard. And that final, the Hanover Horton Comets will move on. 63-51 over Dansville. Punch their ticket to a Tuesday night game in Tecumseh. Our out-of-town scoreboard for AirTech Machining and Manufacturing. Machining solutions for the aerospace industry. And Dillon getting up, and it looks like left wheel. And I can't tell quite ankle or knee, but he's getting assistance in walking off the court. And that's one of those that you hope's just a tweak that you can kind of work out, because he's been playing big minutes for him.
Yeah, you know, anybody that's played any basketball, you've stepped on somebody's ankle and turned it, and that is a pain that you don't, it's not fun to go through. You hope to walk it off and maybe get back in there in a couple minutes. And congratulations to Hanover, the Comets, Cascades Conference, moving on, quarterfinals.
Western trying to join them as a quarterfinal team here against Hazlitt, trailing 19-13, 2:34 on the clock. Mowat against the pressure, gets it up to Lampman, dribbles up to the left wing, chased by Trey Cottingham, and Mowat steps out and fires for three, missed it, rebound battle, and this again, Andrade's went up on top of everyone. And he gets knocked to the floor, and that'll be a foul against Western, and that'll be the seventh team foul, so Andrade's will go to the line for a 1-1.
Boy, again, Hazlitt not shy about pulling from deep quickly, which when you have a lead like that, that's sometimes a way to see them evaporate quickly as well.
First free throw is good for Andrade's. Feel underdressed now. You see the guy by the door in a tuxedo?
That's my ride home tonight.
Oh, I see how you roll. Must have had a good trip to Firekeepers Thursday, Tuesday night. 21-13 after he knocks down the pair at the line. Burke with the basketball into the corner for Cottingham. Back out to Burke, left wing. Swings it across to French. Back to Burke at the top. Looks over to the bench for some instruction from Coach Molnix. 2:07 left in the half. Burke pump fakes from the top. Gets a screen from Dustin over to Cottingham, and Burke will receive it. Left corner, Cottingham pump fake for three out of that left corner. Now back out to Burke. Tight pass there. Burke's got it though, top of the key. Gets a screen from Dustin. Stops, pulls for three. Burke off the heel. Long rebound, battled, and chased down. But Burke knocks it away. Sam Lisinski had it, Burke stole it, and the Panthers keep possession. Minute 33 to go here in the second quarter. And now we'll get a whistle.
Another illegal screen.
Call? No, screen, okay.
Yeah, illegal screen on Daniel Dustin, which will be his third, which we've seen a couple games for Western. We've seen Dustin pick up some early first half fouls.
Tyler Wisman into the game. That's where the depth comes in handy, because Wisman comes out 6'7 and about, I don't know, probably 240. He's done a nice job tonight for Western, giving them some solid minutes. Gets over to post up the big man. Driving a dish into traffic. Loose ball on the floor. He dives to get it and landed on the end line. That was Jack Eisenhath for Hazlitt. And he'll go to the bench after the play. 21-13.
Boy, Tyler Wishman's 240 is carried a lot different than my 210 is carried. A little jealous of that.
His arms weigh more than mine. Skip pass to Burke at the top of the key. Back over to Cottingham. Playing a little monkey in the middle there. The Panthers. Right wing for Burke. Screen from Wiseman. Wiseman rolls to the basket. Hand off to French instead. Left side for Cottingham. He'll pull the NBA in range three off the heel. Long rebound. Chased down by Burke. And now he attacks. Gets into the air. Finger roll. No good. Rebounded by Hazlitt. And we'll get a whistle against the Panthers. Sam Lisinski goes up strong for the board.
Yeah, Hazlitt now, his last probably three or four possessions, has moved to a 3-2 zone, and Western just hasn't been able to quite figure out just how they're going to attack it
yet. Where to get looks from it.
Settling for some deep threes these last couple possessions.
Sawyer Watterson will come in for Burke. 42.4 left on our first half clock, 21-13. And watching this game, Brian, it's kind of gives you a picture of that Hazlitt-Williamson game that was 36-33. Kind of idea of the pace maybe that one was at.
Yeah, and just the defense that Hazlitt plays. I can see where they'd hold teams down.
And Wyszynski hits that first free throw. Oxley thought it was coming out, and he was streaking down the floor full speed. Jogs back, and he's on the low block for the Panthers. Second free throw for Lisinski is good, and making a 10-point Hazlitt lead, 23-13, with 40 seconds to go here in our first half for Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Watterson, right wing against the zone, dribbles back out as they try to trap, now to the top. Swing pass to French, back to Watterson. 20 seconds to Cottingham, back out to French, back to Cottingham. And you're right, they don't seem to know where they should be standing against the zone. There they get it to Griffith. He penetrates, floats in the lane, missed it. Right back into his hands, put back, no good, but Caleb Griffith's going to go to the free throw line. Staying with it. Western does that a ton where they miss a shot, get their own rebound. 5.3 left in the first half, 23-13 with Caleb Griffith at the line. Chance for his first points in the contest.
It was funny to see Sam Lisinski there not agreeing with the call and kind of calmed himself down. I don't think he wanted to get that technical.
It's his third foul, so they've got to be a little more judicious with his minutes. So he'll go to the bench. So a couple players now, three fouls on Lisinski, and we haven't seen Dillon back in after hurting either his knee or his ankle. Griffith misses them both at the line. Rebounded by French. Out to Griffith. Skip pass to Cottingham. Open for three. No. Andrade is a rebound. It's so great look at with time running out in the half. But Western will go into the locker room trailing by 10, 23-13 at halftime here in WKHM. Halftime for Denny's Restaurant. Denny's.com online. You can order and pick it up. So call ahead, get your order in, carry it out a little later on, and have a delicious super slampler or anything else on their awesome menu. Denny's Restaurant on Airport Road in Jackson. Let's take a 3-minute break here on the half. We'll come back and look at the first half stats, set things up for the second half. Again, our score 23-13, Western trails on WKHM and online around the world at WKHM.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes at the half, 23-13. And we just had a spectator come and ask us, what's Weston going to do to break that zone? And if we knew, I guess we wouldn't be broadcasting, we'd be coaching maybe.
Yeah, and we told them, I guess it's no secret, you do need to make a couple shots somewhere along the line, because
right,
that's where you're going to get open looks. But I also think they're going to have to make some kind of adjustment just to get a little more movement.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody just kind of looks like they're standing, and it's easier for Hazlitt to kind of cover up. So
right,
maybe that's Coach Mullnitz is taking care of that right now.
I'm sure the halftime adjustments are being shouted out to the team right now. 23-13, a 10-point deficit. They were keeping it right around there, six. They'd cut it to five, and then Hazlitt would come down and make a shot. And Hazlitt has not had the basketball for much time. I mean, we don't keep track of time of possession, but Western has taken their time on their possessions, and just part of that is because they haven't been able to find any open looks. So they're working around the perimeter a lot and just until somebody finally gets the gumption to take a shot. But a few times they've been able to penetrate and get good looks, and that's where their buckets have really come. But I know they look a little bit lost as to where they should be trying to find shots.
Yeah, I'll be interested to see if Hazlitt comes back out starting in man, and right, knowing that Western's probably figuring out something in the halftime against the zone, and then kind of, you know, mixing it up with them.
So at the half here for Denny's Restaurant, Denny's.com online, it's 23-13. And let's go over the numbers here, Brian. Who do we got doing the damage for Hazlitt in the first half?
Well, all right, for Hazlitt, an early Ty Andradis, who had six quick ones, finished the half with nine, and Mitchell Moed had seven, and then you just get a couple guys chipping in, Jaden Thielen with two, Blake Lampman with three, and Sam Lazinski with two. And for the Western Panthers, Nathan Burke has led the way with 7 points, and Trey Cottingham four, and Landon French just with two. So not a lot of people.
Not a lot of scores to report it with just 13 points. You're just going to look for more scoring, and like we said, you got to make some shots, and where that's going to come from, we'll see. I don't know that we said early on, if somebody gets comfortable and in rhythm and starts making shots, that's going to be a difference maker. And I can't say that anybody from Western ever really looked completely comfortable taking a shot throughout that whole half.
Yeah, you know, the silver lining for Western is you didn't shoot the ball very well, and this just has kind of a feel of a game that if you could somehow get to 40, you could win this game.
Yeah.
I mean, so I'm sure Western has many times scored 27 points in a half, so they could do it again.
And we'll see what they have in store for Hazlitt. Just minutes away. Let's go ahead and take another three-minute break here on the halftime. Right after we check the AirTech Machining and Manufacturing out-of-town scoreboard one more time and let you know it's a final. Hanover Horton moves on to the state quarterfinals after a 63-51 over Dansville tonight at Leslie. Congratulations to the Comets. Three-minute break, and we're back with more on WKHM at WKHM.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes at the half on our broadcast tonight, brought to you by Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center and Trips Ceramic Pro, sponsors for all of our postseason basketball coverage, which we'll have at least one game on Tuesday night as Hanover Horton has punched their ticket into the state quarterfinals. Tune us in tomorrow night for girls district championship basketball, the Grass Lake Warriors and the Michigan Center Cardinals matching up for a district championship. That game live from Napoleon High School, and you'll be able to hear it here on WKHM and on WKHM.com. Hazlitt starts the second half with the basketball and a 10-point lead. Moed takes the inbound. Moed swinging it around in the corner for Andrade. It's down low, and a nice finish for Sam Lasinski. So they come out of the locker room and stretch the lead out to 12. Western coming up. Burke takes right and right to the lane and dumps it off for Dustin, who scores it off the glass. Such a fast possession there for Western, and we haven't seen them really have a possession like that all night, as we were just talking during the break there, that it seemed like maybe they need to do things a little faster on the offensive end, and that's what they did on that first possession. High post here for Hazlitt. Passed out to Moed for three, and he gets it to go.
Hazlitt shooters kind of as advertised. Good-looking strokes from a lot of the kids.
Burke goes right on the attack mode again, gets down deep, and we're going to get a tie up and a jump ball call. Western will keep it. Burke lost it just a little bit, and because he sliced right to the rim and had a good look at it, but he lost it on the way up a little bit, and they were able to tie him up. They inbound it to Dustin, swings it out to Caleb Griffith at the top of the key. He dribbles on the attack into the lane off the glass, missed, rebound battled, and pulled down by Lasinski. And he hands off to Lampman, who's streaking up the floor. Left side, Moed will pull for three again, and he hit it. And has it on fire out of the locker room, 31-15. Western has to take a timeout. We'll take the 30-second break with them. 6:33 to go, third quarter, 31-15 on WKHM.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
31-15. Second half brought to you by Minute Man Sewer and Drain Cleaning. They open drains, others can't. Burke coming up the floor, gets a screen from Dustin. Goes right wing. Cottingham at the top. Dribbles out. Picked up there by Moed. Gets a screen from Dustin. Dustin rolls. Cottingham dribbles into the top of the key to Lukey. Right wing for Western. Now to French. Pump fakes. Dribble drive. Out to Cottingham. Behind the back dribble for Cottingham. Now around. Nice move. And we'll get a hand check call against Moed. 6:04 on the third quarter clock here, 31-15. First team foul of the half.
And Haslett has come back out man-to-man, so we'll see if after a couple baskets they decide to go back to the 3-2.
Quick inbound to Dustin, and French retakes the pass. Threads a needle out to Cottingham. Open look for three off the rim. Rebounded again by Lisinski. He's been big down on the boards for Haslett here in the second half. Moet tries to split the defense. Burke's hands are too fast. The ball's loose, and Moet will commit another foul, it looks like. No, they're going to call that against Burke.
Wow, they got that one against Burke, huh?
It looked like it.
They sure did. That looked like two guys just both reaching for the basketball to me.
Yeah, I think the officials have been pretty good tonight, but I'll disagree with them on that one. Oh, now they changed it. They did change it.
Okay.
Even the announcer said Nathan Burke, and then they changed it over to Western Ball. Both Moet and Burke wear number five. So when he made the signal for number five. Cottingham works around the defense into the lane, and that's a pretty bounce off the backboard and into the net for Western, 31-17, and now they get to set up that pressure. Middle of the court, and Moet gets it into the front court for Haslett. Skips it across to Andrade. He's out of the corner with a defender flying at him, and he missed almost everything. It went off the padding at the bottom of the board. Burke down the floor quickly, trying to feed to Tulutki. Andrade streaking down the lane, gets into the passing lane, and we get a tie-up, and the jump ball will go back to Haslett.
Well, if Western's going to get back into it, as we said earlier, some quick threes by Haslett might allow them to.
If they miss.
If they miss.
5:03 to go here, third quarter. And that is Lampman down low, and he gets it to Lisinski. And they call the foul, and the shot probably had him on the floor. Tulukki, a little difficulty halting his momentum as he made his move down to defend. Commits some contact, and that'll get Lisinski to the line for a pair.
A nice no-look pass by Lampman. I love Lampman.
Do you love Lampman, or are you saying that just because you saw Lampman?
Is it too early to go into our Anchorman bit?
Is there ever a great time during the broadcast?
This might be my last one. I'm going out in a blaze of glory.
There's a missed free throw and rebounded by Western. 32-17 to score. Burke driving from the elbow. Spin moves up off the glass. Got it to go, and he'll get the foul to go with it. And that one's going to be called against Lampman, I think.
Yep, they haven't put it on the board yet. But I do believe he signaled for him, which would be his third.
And it is. Okay. 4:50 on our third quarter clock here, 32-19 Western trails. Burke with the extra point try there, missed it. Almost got his own rebound, loses it, and then he dives underneath the, I don't know, the guidance rope there, what do you want to call it, that you use for crowd control. He was sliding over to the exit door before he was able to stop his momentum.
He needs some Burke control over there.
Full court pressure here by the Panthers. Really at that three-quarter court trap that was working well against Ionia. In the midcourt, up to Andrade's in the right corner, passes out to Moed. Pump fakes a triple, stops just a step inside the arc and fires, missed it. Caleb Griffith battling for position, and the rebound will go out of bounds. Last touch by Hazlitt. That was Jaden Thalen trying to get that rebound.
Yeah, Hazlitt's five seniors don't look rattled as much with this Western pressure. They've seen it all, I'm sure.
Sawyer Watterson up the floor, handling the ball. Cottingham to Griffith, right wing, into the corner for Watterson, looking for Burke down low. And we'll whistle Jaden Thalen for a foul, trying to hold Burke. That was down getting the starting lineups from the Western coaching staff in the pregame. And I always knew Nate Burke, you know, he's got the measurables. He's written down here, he's marked as 6'2", which is about the height I claim. But I was standing there and he walked by and I said, that Nate Burke is a solid built big kid. Like he's built for the kind of beating he takes. Like, you know,
I'm sure the Western weight room has seen Nathan Burke a time or two.
He's spent some time in there. He takes the inbound pass, going to the deck, wanted a foul, tossed it up, almost got it to go as he fell to the ground. Up the floor, Moa driving from the corner, drops it off for Lisinski, lost it on the way up, and we're getting a foul call. And let's see who it's going to go against. And they'll call it against Landon French. Burke thought it was against him, I think, and he walked by and said, I didn't touch him.
Yeah, and I saw the ref put the whistle in his mouth, and I thought, uh-oh. Burke needs to be careful. We're not at a time where you can afford technical fouls and additional points.
And Lisinski hit that one? Or didn't he?
He did.
Okay. And got them both to go. Lisinski having a nice second half here for Hazlitt. 34-19. Comfortably in front with 3:55 to go here in the third. Burke left wing. Goes right wing for French. Back to Burke. And then right out of the half, Western came out and it felt like they were working a lot faster. And they've kind of fallen back into kind of a slow motion offense here. Burke pump fakes out to Cottingham. He pumps and drives back to Burke. I feel like they should go down to Wiseman, trying to post up down low. And there's been a couple times where it looks like they had a moment where he was open and they needed to toss it down there and let him go to work. Cottingham pump fakes a long three. Dribbles back out. Stop, thought about a triple. Goes to Burke now in the corner. French open look for three, and he hit it. That's a big shot for Western. 34-22. The Panthers cut the lead to 12. 3:04 to go here in the third quarter. Our second half brought to you by Miniman Sewer and Drain. And on the press break, a lob pass and Lisinski right there to catch it and drop it in.
And here's Hazlitt back in that 3-2 again, trying to slow them down.
Burke has it. Cottingham all alone in the corner, and he missed him a couple times. Cottingham will step out and pull for three. No. Just no rhythm for Cottingham on a three-point bucket. Nice dribble behind the back for Moa to the basket. Lefty finish is good. And that's going to be a timeout from Hazlitt.
Nice move by Mitchell Moa. I like that kid's game. He's
solid
smooth.
Player, yeah. Smooth player. Made a couple shots. 30-second break here on the broadcast with 2:32 to go third quarter on WKHM, WKHM.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, 38-22, just as Western hits a three, and it looks like maybe a little momentum. Hazlitt comes back and answers with two straight buckets. And they keep that lead, 38-22.
Steve, I'm going to have to admit I was wrong. Halftime, I said, maybe you get to 40, you have a shot. And then Hazlitt goes off for, 15 points in the first 5 minutes and already to 38. So Western might need a little more than the 40.
38-22. Driving down the baseline out to French, open for three. Got it, French. Starting to get loose here from the three-point line. 38-25. Hazlitt quickly up the floor. Andrade has to slide it back. but it ends up in a wide open look for Lampman, and he knocks down another triple. Every time Western gets a bucket, Hazlitt has an answer. Burt goes to Watterson. French alone in the corner again. I almost feel like Hazlitt's kind of baiting him to try and go over there. Burke at the wing, gets into the elbow, out to Cottingham. He's open for three. Got it! Now the Western three-point shooters feeling some rhythm. Minute 42 to go on the third, 41-28. And on the pressure, we'll get a foul. Lampman's going to take the bump. So it's French, Watterson, Burke, Cottingham, and Wiseman on the floor. And just as I say that, Watterson will go to the bench, replaced by Casto, and Wiseman will take a break, replaced by Tyler Oxley.
Yeah, and you've said it. Just when you think Western gets a little, makes a couple shots, a little momentum, and then Hazlitt comes back with a dagger.
The lead's just 13. How close? You'd like to be single digits by the end, the last 90 seconds or so here, if you can get there. Western will need a stop here. Andrade is deep on the wing. Skip over to Lampman. Almost got that one. Or excuse me, Mowat almost got it picked off. High post. Turnaround look. And knocked down by Lampman. Nice shot there on the elbow. Burke gives it to Casto in the corner. Casto picks it up. Out to Cottingham. Lazy pass. Got it to Lampman up the, or Mowat up the floor. Cottingham looks like he got him on the arm. No call. And then on the rebound for Casto, Andrade is going to reach in. Shot by Cottingham to challenge at least on the break. Mowat, it looked like he had an easy layup, and said Cottingham challenged. And whether he got him on the arm or not, they didn't call it. So
yeah, I thought it was just a good kind of duck under him. A nice move to just throw him a little.
Made him have to think about what he was doing, and he lost his maybe going up. Either way, credit for the hustle always. Into the corner for French, and he hits another triple. That's three this quarter for Landon French. Lead just 12 now. 48 seconds in the third. Mowat, I think, got away with a little double dribble there. Gets in the lane, finger rolls it, and scores it. He'll get a chance at the three-point play.
Mowat did look like he put that other hand up on the ball as he was going. And I know Western, this is what they do, and they trap, but I'll tell you, Hazlitt's kind of got it figured out, and they're starting to get some easy looks. Western might have to make some kind of defensive adjustment here just to throw him a different look.
45-31, he can push this lead back out to 15, and he hits. Mowat having a nice second half for Hazlitt, and they just keep staying in front of Western. And after that that slow scoring output in the first half, Watterson will get whistled for an offensive foul, clearing out the defender's arm with his offhand. And a lot of times you'll see players arguing that call because they do it without thinking it. They don't realize they're doing it even.
Kind of natural reaction when someone's up in your grill like that,
yep,
right?
Trying to take your ball.
And go home.
34-4 here in the third quarter. What do we have? 23-13 at the half. Both teams have matched their entire first half scoring output here in the third quarter. Looks like two different ball games.
Yeah, sure it is.
Separated by halftime. Mowat with 17 seconds working against Cottingham. Hold for one here. Hazlitt with time running out in the quarter. 11 as Mowat dribbles through traffic. Now Burke switches on to him. He splits the defense, drops it down to Lisinski. Over the front rim and it goes. Mowat went down at the end of the play, though, and he's limping. So Oxley's shot comes after the buzzer. 48-31 after three. And Mowat.
And Hazlitt cannot afford to lose Mowat. He has been excellent tonight.
Let's take a minute break. We'll come back with a fourth quarter at WKHM, WKHM.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
8 minutes to go here in this tilt. Second half brought to you by Minute Man Sewer and Drain Cleaning. They open drains, others can't. Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes. Western will start with the basketball, but they trail by 17, 48-31.
Yeah, it was good news, bad news. Their threes start dropping, yet they see a bigger deficit.
Yeah, just weren't getting the stops. But both teams just kind of opened up the floodgates on offense in that quarter. Mikhail Doss looking to drive against Andrade's. Loses the basketball on a turnover. Lampman up the floor. And he has it stolen. But it's recovered by Hazlett. And a three-pointer for Andrade's from the top. And that's rebounded by Burke. Stops and buckets if you're Western. And there's a near steal. Quick hands by Lampman. But recovered by French. Watterson. Screen and roll for Wiseman into the corner for French, drives into the lane. Pump fakes, drops it down for Wiseman, who scores it.
Nice pass there by French.
48-33. Pressure by Western, near steal by Burt, but now Hazlett's got numbers. And Andrade can't quite grab the pass. Threw it right into Wiseman's hands, but it bounces off and out of bounds. Western nearly came away with a turnover there.
But again, Hazlett breaks that pressure again and comes in on a 3-1, and lucky to get a hand on it, not give up a layup.
Yeah, a little bit errant on the pass for Hazlett. Inbound goes in the corner. Lampman by himself for three. No. Rebound up high. Andrade goes up to grab it, taps it out of bounds, and it'll be Western basketball. Griffith will inbound to Cottingham with Burke sitting down, get a little breather here for that final stretch. French, Griffith, Wiseman, and Doss in the game right now for Western. Doss at the top, puts it on the deck. Now into the corner for French. He'll drive into the air, off the glass, and good. Landon French starting to feel his offense. And now we're going to get a whistle. Equipment.
We got there.
Maybe Cottingham's shoe came off or untied.
Something quick.
Just an equipment timeout. Gives the Panthers time to set up their full court pressure, and it is different now than what they've been running the whole way, Brian. Kind of a full court, man-to-man almost. In the corner, Andrade's pump fakes now. He'll get on the drive all the way to the bucket off the glass. And he earned himself that trip to the basket by shooting those threes earlier in the game. They came running out to close out on the three, and he drove right past them.
Yeah, he's been kind of quiet. I mean, he opened up the game with the first 6 points and hadn't scored yet in the second half, but that was a nice take.
Taluki passes in 50-35. It's a 15-point lead with 6:20. The clock is working against Western now. Cottingham dribbling across the top. Swings right side for Doss down to the corner for Taluki. Jab steps and tries to get it down to Wiseman. Has it knocked away, stolen, and Mowat's got it. Seems to be running all right now after the ankle injury. Scare into the corner. Andrade's for three. No. Long rebound tapped and pulled down by French. Running up the left side. And he'll hold it out. Into the corner for Doss alone for three. No. Rebound up and battle. I think we get Wiseman on the bump. 16 fouls now against the Panthers.
Well, here comes Burke back in the game, and with 5:50, whatever you have left, you're going to need it.
Full court pressure. And inbound to Lampman. Cottingham tries to jump around him, and that'll be the 17 foul. So 1-1 the rest of the way now for the Vikings. Some numbers from that Hanover Horton win tonight. Luke Laqueta with 32 points to lead the Comets in scoring.
Wow. It's a big game for that young man.
It is a big game. They have five, maybe six, maybe seven guys who can score at any time for Hanover Horton. They're going to be a tough out for anybody the rest of the way here in the tournament.
Wonder if Luke talks smack to his twin on that one.
Fraternal twins, though, right?
Yes.
They don't look alike.
They both can play, that's for sure.
Two really different style play, too.
Yeah.
But both very talented. As Lampman hits the first free throw, and he gets both of the 1-1 free throws to go. 52-35. Burt coming up to the three-point line, crossover into the lane, into the air, floats it, no good. Rebound gets his own. Burt dribbles out. Right wing, gets a screen from Daniel Dustin. Goes past the screener and forces up a shot, but he does get the whistle. Burke feeling a sense of urgency on the offensive end. That'll be the 16th foul now against Hazlitt. So the rest of the way, every foul will be at least 1-1 here for Western. 5:34 left on our second half clock.
Sam Lisinski, who's had a big second half, just picks up his fourth. Again, I'm trying to look for silver linings for the Panthers.
They want to say thank you to Simple Flooring Solutions for being on the game tonight. And we're add-on sponsors here in the postseason. Simple Flooring Solutions.
Western looking for some solutions themselves.
On the floor.
Yeah. Nice.
And it'd be nice if it was simple.
That was wonderful.
Teamwork. Look at that chemistry already. Burke hits that one, a 52-36 score. Up the floor to Andrade is ahead of everyone. And he finger rolls it in the Hazlitt press break, getting the job done for him, and they push it out to 18 points. Largest lead of the game. Burke working against Phelan, gets deep and puts up the lefty, gets it to go off the glass, and that's going to be a timeout from the Panther bench. And wait for the signal. That'd be a full timeout. Let's take a 60-second break. 54-38 to score with 5:13 to go on WKHM and WKHM.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Five 13 left in this one. Time getting short for the Panthers. Be nice if this press could create some turnovers for Western, but Hazlitt's done a good job breaking it in the second half. Open look from Moed for three, missed it, but chased down and rebounded by Andrade. Winner of this one will face the winner of a game between Dearborn, Divine Child, and River Rouge. Hazlitt, nice drive and drish down low. Phelan will take the pass and the score. 56-38. Burke drives, gets deep off the glass, score it, and he'll get a foul. Another 2 points for Nate Burke and a trip to the free throw line.
Yeah, boy, Hazlitt just come down now. And for this last, what, 7-8 minutes, just feel like they can get whatever they want. Open threes, good drives, dishes for layups.
Burke hits the free throw, 56-41. Looking for stops for the Panthers into the center. Moed running up. There's a ball established in the front court. Landon Baum on the floor now. Sophomore seeing some minutes with the Panthers. Lampman goes to Moed. That's a turnover. Watterson's got it on the break. Drops it off for French. Off the glass. Landon French will score it. 56-43. I said Landon Baum. My mistake, Logan Baum. I knew it was an L name. And there we're going to reach in against Burke at midcourt against Lampman. And that'll send him to the line for 1-1 with 4:06 to go.
Well, Landon French trying to do whatever he can to keep the Panthers in. Landon's got 13 second half points. But Hazlitt just having too many answers.
Blake Lampman at the line. Front end of the 1-1, and he hits. On the floor for Hazlitt now, Andrew Alchin. He's got to be about 6'4", senior forward. Lampman's second free throw is through. 58-43. Sawyer Watterson with Landon French, Nate Burke, Tyler Oxley, and Logan Baum on the floor now for Western. Burke coming around the screen at the top of the key, working into the lane, lost his footing, hands it off to Watterson. He's able to get it back and scoop it to Watterson. French dribble drive now out to Watterson. Trying to get to Oxley down low, into the corner for Landon French on the three. He missed it, but Burke streaks through for the rebound. Trying to go down to Tyler Oxley. French gets into the lane between two defenders, gets the lefty finish to go, and he'll draw a whistle to go with it. Chance at the old-fashioned three-point play for Landon French, 58-45. Our score with 3:35 left. Trey Cottingham comes back in. It's Cottingham, Watterson, French, Burke.
For this half?
Pretty much. As French misses the free throw. Rebounded by Hazlitt. Panthers do get into their pressure. And they get it up to Thalen. Passes out to Moed. Into the corner for Andrades. Goes baseline. Good hedge there by Oxley. Passes it through and we get it out back on the left wing. High post for Thalen. He'll turn around and try to pass out to Andrades. Watterson will knock it away. French has the basketball coming up the floor. Into the corner for Cottingham. Knocked away, but a kickball against Lampman. 58-45.
Think of your coach, Chris Smith, here for Hazlitt. You'd kind of like to see now just kind of take the air out of the ball.
Not in a Tom Brady way, like in a slow down the offense way. Left wing for Watterson. Top for French. Swings it around to Burke. Couple dribbles looking down low. Watterson was posting up down there. Burke gets into the lane, passes out. Oxley for three. Tyler Oxley hits the triple.
There we go, Ox.
58-48. It's down to 10 with 2:39 to go. If you're Western, you start feeling like you got something going.
Now can they stop them?
Lampman at the wing, and now a reach in by Cottingham will send Lampman to the line, and he's been comfortable there.
Yeah, he's made his last four. Oh.
2.5, 58-48.
But at this point, I think if you're Western, you do have to just, you know, try something desperate. Keep sending the line. Hope they are missing free throws because you can't just let them take 20, 30 seconds off.
You can't let them take the air out of the ball.
You cannot.
As Lampman knocks down that one. I'd suggest following somebody besides Lampman next time if you get the chance.
I was just going to say the same thing.
Look at the feeling Hazlitt's got about at least four pretty solid free throw shooters out there right now. And Lampman hits the pair. 60-48 with 2.5 to go. Western needs a bucket. Burke coming up the floor. Gets a screen from Oxley. Into the corner for Cottingham. Dribbles out to the left wing and now across the top. Swings it over to French on the right side. Puts it on the deck into the lane. Into the air. Blocked! And who's the foul going to go against?
Oh, they call a charge on French.
Not sure what the foul call was really, but they do. It does go against Western. So after the shot block, Hazlitt will get it. Cottingham pressuring Moed, and they get into Lampman instead. They'll follow him up the floor. He'd love to take free throws again if they're going to let him. 2:06 into the corner. Andrade's fires for three. Off the heel. If you're Western, what more could you hope for? Burt goes in and gets a rebound, and we'll call it jump ball.
I think Coach Smith is kind of letting Andrades know right now that that's not the shot he was looking for. And Andrades smartly trying to stay on the other end of the floor away from Coach Smith.
A little sheepish. So the jump ball will stay with Hazlitt. Lisinski will inbound from the baseline. Skips it out to Moed out beyond the arc. French out there to pressure him. They get it back to Moed. Burke chasing him down. Andrade is now to Lampman. They're going to, ooh, a near knock away from Watterson. Instead, they'll grab him. And two free throws the rest of the way for Hazlitt. So Lampman with a pair here. He's been perfect.
Yeah, 6 for 6 in the fourth quarter. Yeah, looking down at the sheet, not seeing a lot of missed free throws from the Hazlitt team here tonight.
There's an announcer's jinx right there as Lampman short arms that one. And he misses. Oxley back in for Watterson. Wiseman, Oxley, Cottingham, French, and Burt right now on the floor. ...60-48, the lead is 12 with under 2 minutes. Lampman missed them both.
What do we know who to foul?
Burke on the stops and pulls for three. Burke off the heel, long rebound comes out to Hazlitt, and wisely Moet will try and slow it down. Burke comes out to pressure, and Moet dribbles around, goes to Lampman. He'll give it over to Moet, continuing to trap, and Hazlitt trying that four-corner offense. Minute 27. Burke, they trap, and that'll be a timeout from Hazlitt, I think. 30-second timeout. Let's take 30 seconds on the broadcast. Minute 24 to go, 60-48 to score when we return on WKHM, WKHM.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Minute 24 to go, 60-48 to score. Seaboyle, Brian Haynes. This final look could be the final minute 24 of Western season.
And the final minute 24 of my broadcasting season. Which is very sad.
You never know. There's still a lot of area teams, boys and girls, still active. Hanover Horton, Michigan Center, Grass Lake, as we mentioned, will be covering Friday night from Napoleon High School. Near steal by Watterson. Burke now trying to steal from Moed. French, Cottingham reach in, and I think they're going to call it against Cottingham, and that'll send Moed to the line. 60-48, minute 8 to go, 68 seconds for the Panthers on what's been a tremendous season for them. Interstate 8 champions, district champions. Looking iffy for a regional championship at this point, but miracles can happen sometimes.
You know what? Anytime you get to add 2 years up on those banners that are hanging, that's a good season.
Indeed. Tyler Oxley, Landon French, Mikhail Doss, Trey Cottingham, and Nate Burke on the floor right now for the Panthers. Mowat at the line, and he hits. 62-48. Lead back out to 14. There's Cottingham. Dribble on the attack. Gets into the lane. They kind of go away from him. Let him score. Moed up the middle of the floor. Passes out to Lasinski. Hands to Lampman. And he'll go over to Thalen. There's one for Lasinski. Thought about the jam, but he still made it. Didn't quite get the dunk.
He had fourth quarter legs.
That's probably fair. Burke for three. Short. Rebounded by Burke. Burke gets it back up off the glass. 64-52.
Burke just never seems to have fourth quarter legs. First quarter legs for Burke.
His fourth quarter legs are better than most of the rest of the guys. Fourth quarter legs. 64-52, 30.6. Timeout on the floor. Let's take another 30-second timeout from the broadcast at WKHM.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
So we are back on the broadcast here at WKHM, online at WKHM.com. Western Panthers trail by 12, with just a little over 30 seconds to go.
And I'm seeing that sad sight over there on Western's bench where the seniors are getting some hugs from the assistant coaches, and kind of the finality of it all is very emotional for any senior that's given their heart like they have.
You know, and it's you don't think about it being the last game until, because you don't want to admit to yourself that you could lose, but once it starts to look ominous, yeah, it all sets in all at once. Panthers have no reason to hang their heads at all. What an effort tonight, and all postseason long. Cottingham behind the back into the lane. Hands off to Doss. Mikhail Doss for three. Off the heel. Lasinski will rebound, now 12 seconds. And he'll try to eat up that last few. Doss will reach in there. You got to get over half court. And they do, and that's going to do it. 64-52, our final. The Hazlitt Vikings We'll move on and put an end to the Western Panthers season. What a year for the Western. Really just a great run by the Panthers. They are conference champs. They are district champs. Coming up just shy here in the regional as they go through the handshake line. I can't say enough good things about the coaching effort for Ryan Molnix. The few times we've gotten to see them all year, handful of times, Western always comes out and looks prepared. Maximum effort.
I don't know. It probably doesn't do anything for them, but they made a fan out of me for whatever that's worth.
Right. An exciting brand of basketball that the Panthers play. They wear those warm-up shirts every day, 94-32. That's 94 feet for 32 minutes. They lived that all year long, and it led them this far down the road. Somebody had to go home, and unfortunately tonight it's the Western Panthers. Let's take 3 minutes here on the post game for Jackson Area Subway Restaurants. They do a boxed lunch program for sports teams. If you're in the Jackson area, you got a sports team, soccer, hockey, kickball, any of those sports, call up one of those Yesterday Bob Subways and work out a lunch program. Nobody's ever upset when they get handed one of those box lunches from Subway. You got the sandwich, you got chips, water, you get a cookie in there. It's tremendous. Yesterday Bob Subways. And they got that Feed a Friend Day coming up, too. I think that's on the 10th. I'll double check that. But
I'm your friend, Steve.
You get to buy one, get one free 6-inch subs. Unlimited. If you buy 6 subs, you get 6 free subs.
Hey, if you want to feed a friend.
Now we're friends.
I think we're good friends.
Subway friends. Subway friends for sure.
For life.
3 minutes on the post game. We'll come back and get the stats, get you our player of the game, and we'll set you up for the rest of the postseason, what we still got going on here at WKHM and online around the world at WKHM.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes from Marshall High School, where the Western Panthers season has come to an end, 64-52. Tonight they lose to the Hazlitt Vikings. Hazlitt will move on for a matchup in the state quarterfinals, a tough one. River Rouge getting the win over Dearborn Divine Child tonight, 70-43. So that's who they'll see in the next round Tuesday, and that'll be played at Chelsea High School.
We wish them the best of luck.
Best of luck, Hazlitt. They won. They earned the win tonight. Western came out of the locker room in the second half, and they did what we said they needed to do. They opened up the offense. They got some scoring going. Landon French hit some threes. Cottingham got one. Oxley hit a three. They just started making shots and scoring points, but it seemed like every time they put together a little run, Hazlitt had an answer.
Yeah, it just felt like, again, you know, when you're a pressing team and that's what you do, but after a while when the other team kind of gets used to it, especially with 5 seniors that can all handle the ball, pass the ball, run the floor, and it just seemed like they got a lot of easy looks.
Right, and I think we've noted a lot of opponents for Western throughout the postseason that we've seen, even when they get into the front court after they get past the press, they feel like they got to do something immediately, and Hazlitt didn't have that. They had those guys. They had Lampman. They had Moen, who really was the guy who felt like settled them down, and you know, they waited for a good shot rather than flinging up a quick three out of the press break. So.
Yeah, Moen was a stud tonight. He finished with 21 points, and he's going to get his name in the paper.
Yeah, and deservedly so. He looked like the most important player on the floor a lot of the time for Hazlitt. We'll give a shout-out to Lisinski for coming out in the second half and getting some buckets and big rebounds, really, for Hazlitt and matching up against those bigger guys down low for Western. So,
and then you had Lampman just knocking down a lot of free throws, too, to just seal it. So good team effort by Hazlitt.
But, I mean, Western, no question about the effort. They came out, made it close. They got it down to 10 late, where with about, what was about 2.5, 2:45, where it really felt like, all right, if they were able to get a stop and maybe get a quick bucket, now things start to look a little more like in question. And instead, the senior leadership for Hazlitt just kind of calmed them down, and they were able to hold out and get those foul calls and knock down free throws. So Hazlitt, kudos to them. Good game tonight for the Vikings. They moved to 20-5, and again, they've got a state quarterfinal matchup against a very good River Rouge team.
Yeah, and hey, you're Hazlitt, you just knocked off Williamson, who at one point in the year at least was ranked in the top three. I don't know where they finished, but So, hey, you have momentum, and this is March. We are in March.
It is March for certain. So let's run down the numbers for Western and get you our Jackson Area Subway Player of the Game.
Okay, for Western Panthers, leading the way in points was Landon French with 15 second half points for a total of 17. Nathan Burke had 15. Trey Cottingham, 9. Daniel Dustin with 2. Tyler Wishman with 2. And Tyler Oxley, my man, with 3.
Three big score there in his last game for Tyler Oxley. Our player of the game, it's the most outstanding player of the postseason here for the games that we've done, and that's got to go to Nate Burke. Landon French had a huge second half and certainly worthy of mention, but Nate Burke really giving him the player of the game award as kind of an award for all of his effort in the postseason. He certainly led the team in minutes, shots to the face. He's taken bumps and bruises and never looked for once, even with the bad knee or anything, that he took a play off or relaxed at any point. He always seemed on and working hard, and the kind of effort, if you're a coach, you love having your best player be your hardest worker too.
Yeah, boy, if there were any young future varsity Western Panthers in the stands watching, and they get to watch how Nate Burke just plays every game, every minute, that is a role model. That kid left his stamp on the Western Panther program, that's for sure.
Yeah, and, last season he had a hand injury going into the postseason, and you could really see they missed him on the floor. And so a chance to really go out and leave his mark, like you said. He took full advantage of that this postseason. Got a district championship, conference championship in the Western Panther program. In a really great place going forward, too. As we mentioned, Landon French with a huge game tonight. He's one of three sophomores that saw minutes here in the postseason, along with Trey Cottingham and Logan Baum. And not to mention you've got 4 juniors who are going to be back and ready to play some minutes big time next year for Western, too.
Yeah, because here you're in a regional final, and your sophomores scored half of your points tonight. They had 26 of the 52, so the cupboard is not bare.
No, they've got a lot to look forward to down the road. They do lose some of that size, but they had a really good junior varsity program this year, and only good things ahead for Western, and they've got a very solid coaching staff, and Coach Malnick's fiery as he is, has a really good mind for the game, too, in the X's and O's. And so, looking forward to seeing Western next year and into the future with a great program. So, again, our Subway player of the game tonight is Nate Burke, really the most outstanding player of the postseason for the Panthers all the way through.